بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، إخوتي في الله وأخواتي في الله، فاعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، والعياذ بالله. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ختامه مسك إن شاء الله. This is the last talk of the night. And alhamdulillah, ثم alhamdulillah, that we conclude the night, the day. And inshallah, we will conclude the day with the beautiful faces like yourselves. And this is the last part of the akhlaq, and I put it last not because it is the least important thing, but indeed this is one of the most important part of akhlaq that we should think about it and we should worry about it. And this is the akhlaq between the husband and the wife. If you are married, then this is for you. If you are single and you're planning to marry, inshallah, to get married, then again, this is what benefit you. Now, Muslims in general, or Islam I should say, it recommends and it orders to have a certain relationship or to establish a certain relationship between the husband and the wife. And this akhlaq, it is not only akhlaq that would only be between the husband and the wife, because that would be the easiest part. But the most difficult part of this akhlaq is the akhlaq that your children will inherit. Regardless how you behave, that as a father, this is how your son would behave with his wife. Regardless how you behave as a mother, this is how your daughter would behave with her husband. Because if the person is not educated about his akhlaq and his role as a husband or wife, then indeed they can only copy what they've seen. And most of us, only less than 5% of the ummah is capable today carrying themselves as a husband, Muslim husband or Muslim wife. The only way we can push this vehicle is by copying our parents. When we say something is unacceptable, not because it's unacceptable according to the Islam, but it's simply because it's unacceptable because you were taught by your father and your mother that this is not acceptable. And this is why it is important that the people should, as much as they can, talk about this relationship between husband and wife. Because the percentage of divorces in the West is growing so fast. And then we realize the most 75% of the divorces takes place in the first year of your life. First year, the people got divorced, 75% of them got divorced first year. Why? Because either the person never had any understanding of his role as a husband or a wife, or because these people were not compatible with one another. And because of this, the rate is so high, 75%. And 25% lasts, 25% of divorce takes place after 5th year. This talk is mainly for the brothers. And I can say these things and get away because I'm one of you. And I know what we do wrong. And I know how we behave in our homes. But what I would like to remind you is a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He said, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلِلْرِّجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the women, they have rights over their husbands similar to those rights that the husbands have over their wives. And why am I approaching the brothers and not the sisters? Because all of us, mashallah, we memorize all the ahadith that will benefit us. We all memorize the ahadith that talks about the rights of the husband. And we say, you cannot fast without my permission. You cannot spend your money without my permission. You cannot allow anyone to enter the house without my permission. I am the Amir of the house. And in reality, we should say, I am the Fir'aun of the house. Because that's how we behave. But the sisters, also them themselves being ignorant about their roles and their responsibility and their rights, they react exactly the same way the mothers react to the situation. And that's why when we have a problem with our wives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, وَلَهُنَّ all you, all men, وَلَهُنَّ, not only وَلَك, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلِ الَّذِي عَلَيْهُنَّ, they have similar rights on you. Which means if you request them to be nice and kind to them, you also should be nice and kind to them. Not like we, most of us do, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ, that we think they work for us and we slave them. And this is something that we should think before we do. I agree. I know. Some of the sisters, اللهم لا علينا حوالينا ولا علينا اللهم اكشفنا العكشف اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. Some of the sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this, from them, are, if we are Fir'aun, they are all Haman. But they, in general, we need to learn how to cope and communicate so we can have better relationship. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, talking to the men, قال ألا إن لكم على نسائكم حقا ولنسائكم عليكم حقا. He said, verily, you have rights over your wives and your wives have rights over you. These rights, it goes back to the urf after the nas. We have the nusus that clarifies the rights of the husband and the rights of the wife. Then after that, we go back to the culture of the people. Some of our cultures are different from one another. Maybe a certain group from this people, the wives or the women, they speak soft. And that is a good quality. And maybe from that people, that region, the women speak loud. And that is also acceptable in their region, in their culture. And that's why the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they made hijrah from Mecca to Medina, the women of Mecca were not like the women of Medina. And the women of Medina were not like the women in Mecca. And that's why some of the Sahaba had a difficulty dealing with their wives. The first thing, ya ikhwa, that we should worry about, that the Sheikh mentioned, is a loyalty and honesty. If you're not loyal to your wife, and she's not loyal to you, and if you're not honest to her, and she's not honest with you, then you would have
all the problem on the face of earth. You will most certainly have this problem. Because if you're loyal to the person, then there's something inside of you. Self-conscious will force you to be watchful, be dutiful to your husband and to your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, if the loyalty is missing, there will be no trust between the two. The second thing, ya ikhwah, that the ulama mentioned is love and mercy. Love and mercy. And most of us, especially the brothers who were raised in a Muslim, country, they really think if you show some affection and some love to your wife, this is a sign of weakness. Sign of weakness. How could I show mercy towards my wife? And one of the brothers, he said, he divorced 18 women. MashaAllah. And he said, the worst woman that I divorced, he said, the only woman that I feel bad about is she came. He came with his father and his mother. And he said, I walked into the house and the food was ready and the house was so clean. And the house smelled so nice. And I just got married to this woman. I want to also introduce my father and my mother. And he said, when I walked into the house, she came and she kissed me on the cheek. And he said, قَبَّحَ اللَّهُ وَجَّكَ. He said, woe to you, how could you kiss me in front of my father and my mother? Go home. You are out of my life. Just because she kissed him on the cheek, because this is unacceptable occurrence to him. He said, the other 17 women, I don't care about them. But he said, I really feel bad for that woman. Subhanallah. He divorced his wife because of this. What happened to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What happened that he used to kiss his wife even before he leaves the house? What happened, Rasulullah, when Aisha was asked, she said, إِذَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَمَا فِي إِبْنِ مَاجَةَ دَخَلَ عَلَيْنَا بَسَّامًا ضَحَّاكًا. When he comes to the house, he used to come and walk into the house with beautiful smile and laughter. And they said, what was the first thing that he used to do? She said, the first thing that he used to do, he used to use miswak. Subhanallah. Why would he use miswak? So he can eat more garlic? Why would he use miswak, ya ikhwa? Because he wants to be close to his wife. And this is the man that we just talked about, that his sweat is better than the misk, smells better than the misk. And hands were softer than the silk. And now when he walks into the house, he uses miswak. And that's one of the sahabat in Sahih al-Bukhari, when she was describing her husband, قَالَتْ زَوْجِي أَلْمَسُ مَسَ أَرْنَبُ وَالْرِيحُ الْرِيحُ الزَّرْنَبُ. He said, the mess, the skin is so soft like a rabbit. And the mess and the reeh and the smell that's coming out of my husband, it smells like a zarnab. And it's a beautiful flower that grows in the Saudi Arabia, right now what we call the peninsula. It smells nice, fin najid. She said, this is the condition of my husband. Now, the condition of the certain brothers, they don't take shower as though shower is haram for Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You know. They don't know something called deodorant as though this is only for the kuffar and the Yahud. And mashaAllah, when he said, give me a hug, the sister jumped out of the window. Subhanallah. We don't know how to take care of ourselves. And this is showing love and mercy. Be merciful to your wife. Don't kill her with those smelling, stinky armpits of yours. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Why? He said, from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he created wives from yourselves. Why? لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So you mean comfort and comfortable with them. You should also feel the same way with your wife. Your house should be a place that you escape to. We should not escape to Bahamas and Caribbean, ya ikhwa. Our houses should be a place that feels you feel comfortable being. And one of the worst wives is the wife that the husband worry about them before they come to the house. She's going to scream. She's going to lie. She's going to, you know, fight. Is the food ready? This is the worst kind of wife. Your wife should be the most important thing in your household that would attract you to your house. That when you have problem with your boss, that when you have problem with the rest of the people outside, when you have this nasty people that you work with, you should come home and say, Alhamdulillah, I'm coming to my own little paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul litaskunu ilayha. Wasakan is a place that covers your faults and you feel comfortable with your ikhwah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and He put between you affection and mercy. You have to be merciful to your wife. You have to show love that you have for your wife. And the sisters, they're funny, ya ikhwa. And you have to learn how to play the game that will please your wife. They may like something that you don't like. Something they may be pleased with is something that you think is silly. Bringing little gifts that are worthless, maybe less than 50 cents, make the head of your wife spin. Getting flour 2-for-1, you know, from 7-Eleven, that may kill her. But you have to learn how to do these things. If you don't know, see, marriage is fun. It's fun. If you don't know how to learn, if you don't have the skills, and all you want to do, you want to be a man of the house, or you want to show your chivalry, you want to show, I rule the house, then this is not the way that you can keep your wife. Women, they're soft, but at the same time, they're funny. They do things that may drive you nuts, but if you're not patient with them, you will never be able to control them. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, man la yarham la yurham. Man la yarham la yurham. The one who is not merciful will not be shown mercy. If you're not merciful to your wife, and the closest person to you after yourself is your wife. The first person who has haq on you is yourself. The second person is not your father, it's not your mother, it's your wife. When it comes to al-nafaqah. Of course, the haq of al-walidain is something else. But Rasulullah is saying, if you don't show mercy, then mercy will not be shown to you. If you're not merciful to your wife, then your wife, Allah may not show you mercy. Here, one thing that we need to learn. When we're dealing with our wives, we should know that we're not dealing with our roommates. We're not dealing with men. You can live with your roommate months and years and no problem, no fitna. You come and you eat your dry steak. You come and you put your toes and alhamdulillah, with the peanut butter, you're good. But with your wife, it is a rainbow thing. It's a colorful thing. You cannot predict what to expect. One day is blue and the other day is green. The same, you will never come back to your house the same way that you left. Something will go wrong. So when you come home, you said, psychologically should be ready that I am going to face my wife. I'm going to face a female that Allah created them like that. So if you don't show, you know, if you don't show mercy, they will not show mercy to you. And regardless, they still a human being. The other thing, ya ikhwah, that we want to talk is a mutual trust between the two. Mutual trust. You got to trust your wife. And your wife must trust you. If you're dealing with your wife as though she is the enemy and she's dealing as though you're the enemy, this is the end of the household. But you should trust her. You should be the person you lean on.
and the person that in your difficulties you go back to. You remember, ya ikhwah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from the mountain and he went to Mecca. Did he go to Kaaba? La. Did he go to Abu Talib or Hamza? La. But he went to Khadija radiyallahu anha. He went to Khadija. Why? Because he trusts her. There's a trust bill. There was a trust bill between Khadija and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he knew that she would be the first person to know the secret of this thing, wahi. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam run to Khadija radiyallahu anha. And nevertheless, you should remember that she is a Muslimah. She is a Muslimah. And you should love for her whatever you love for any other Muslim. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in general is telling you, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. So none of you would be a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And your zawj, besides being a Muslimah, besides being your sister in Islam, she is your wife. She is the mother of your children. She is the keeper of your secret. She is the person that you should rely on. So we should understand that we must build the trust between the husband and wife, and we should, كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى, وعاشروهن بالمعروف. Good manners, بالمعروف. And ma'roof, ya ikhwa, it is not something that is being limited. Al-ma'roof could be simple things. Could be you saying to her, I understand. And we don't all do this. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. But it should be some simple thing that I understand. I understand your situation. And you really, in reality, you don't understand the thing. But please just say it. You understand. And they will feel there's someone who they can talk to. They can talk to. And by the way, you can lie to them. It's okay. You know, you tell all this, and it is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You say, I understand you being going through a lot with the kids. Or you've been going through a lot with the pregnancy. And maybe she woke up at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock afternoon or 1 o'clock afternoon, and she's pretending that she's tired, and you know that. لكن الحمد لله. That's why the woman said, رضي الله عنها, قال زوجي إذا دخل أسد وإذا خرج فهد ولا يسأل عما عهد. She said, زوجي إذا دخل أسد, when he comes to the house, I'm sorry, إذا خرج أسد وإذا دخل فهد, when he goes out of the house, he behaves like a man. When the riwayat al-Bukhari, إِذَا دَخَلَ فَهِدْ وَإِذَا خَرَجَ أَسِدْ, he comes to the house and he behaves like a leper, like the very calm animal, not asking for too much, not causing too much fitna. وَإِذَا خَرَجَ أَسِدْ, and when he go out, he acts like a man. وَلَا يَسْأَلُ عَمَّا أَهِدْ, he doesn't ask about little things. He didn't say, what did you do with the money that I gave you? He didn't say, how come you give this to your family? He doesn't say, why did you do this? He didn't say any, but either that what I yes'al amma ahid. This is the quality of a righteous husband. So يقول الله رسول الله يقول وعاشروهن, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وعاشروهن بالمعروف, he said, and live with them with them honorably. You have to respect your wife. And here المعروف can also be a form of respect. Especially when your in-laws are with you. Your in-laws, your wife wants to show أنها تتدلل, you know, she wants to show off that I have a husband who spoils me. Anything that I ask is mine. Anything that I say is acceptable. He talks to me nice. So she may a little bit extreme with her in-laws in, but you have to be patient. You may later on cut the allowance later on when they leave, but at least at that time, bah, you know, give her space. Let her enjoy herself. Let her enjoy her. Later on when they leave, you can, inshallah, تصفي حساب بينكما. ويقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا إخوة واستوصوا بالنساء خيرا. He said, I advise you, نصيحة, to treat women well. النساء. Why? لأنهن خلقن من طلع أعوج. If you want to take your wife and you want her to be straight, you can never achieve that. Can never achieve that. She will do you wrong, but you're in an error anyway. It's your fault. She did something, but it's still your fault. Still your fault. Why? Allahu a'lam. قُضِيَ الْأَمْرَ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ. You just take it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he say, I advise you to treat women well. All women. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say your zawja. He said all women. And by the way, women, they all in one category. They may come in different sizes and shapes, short and big and wide and tall. From the day that she starts walking till the day that she's old, they're all women. I guarantee I have 3 daughters, by the way. They all behave the same. Don't worry about the age. You can never put them on the same line. You know, one of the brothers said, Ya akhi, I have a problem with my kids, and he has a wife and 4 daughters. And he said, I want to straighten my ducks, and I want them to be, I say, Ya akhi, you're asking for too much. They can never be straightforward with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khalaqahunna like this. So Rasulullah in Sahih Muslim, he said, treat them well and be kind to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, even in the case of divorce, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَنْسُوا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And do not forget the liberty, favors between the two of you. Don't forget the fadl. Don't forget that she was kind to you once. Don't forget what she done for you. Don't forget this, and she should also not forget. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created women differently. One of the sheikh used to say, women, they have 2 bags. 2 different bags, mashallah. He said, when you do good, he said, one of the bags has a hole in the bottom. There's a hole in the bottom. These 2 baskets that she had, he said, one of them has all in the bottom, and it's open from the top. And the other one is tightly sealed, mashallah. He said, when you do good, they drop that in this basket. That has a hole on the bottom. And when you do bad, they deposit that in this account. If you do something after 6-7 years, they will give you the date, the time, the location, the place, and they will say, you did this and this and this and this. And you can even hardly remember what you ate last night. And the only thing that you do is to give in and say, okay, I did it. I'm guilty. You say guilty with association, you're guilty, guilty, guilty. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't forget what they did for you. And also, it's like for the women. They should not forget what you've done for them. They should not forget. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you men. He's telling us. قال إذا أحسنت إلى أحدهن الدهر كله. He said, if you're kind to them all your life, ثم رأت منك يوما, and she says she sees something that she's pleased with one single day, she will say to you, ما رأيت خير منك قط. I have not seen any خير from you. Subhanallah. You have gold in her finger, you have gold in her toes, you have 3-4, you know, in housekeepers. You have everything, but because you did something wrong once, all that is in that basket, in that, you know, cella that has a hole. So she would never say, I have seen anything. You know, my father used to say, women like a cat, they are like a cat. You know why? So because cat, when they drink, they close their eyes. If you feed cat water, that cat will drink, and then when they close its eye. And you say, women, it's the same thing. But if there's a fear, if you do something to the cat, mashallah, you see the nails and you walk away from that room red. يقول رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم talking about the rights of the women. When one of the Sahabi, he asked and he said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the right of my wife? قال تطعمها إن طعنت. He said, you feed her when you feed yourself. وتكسوها إن اكتسيت. He said, and you clothe her when you clothe yourself. وقال ولا تضرب الوجه. Do not hit on the face. ولا تقبح. And do not insult her. ولا تهجر إلا في البيت. And if you displease with your wife, do not make hijrah except inside the house. Khuluq. Adab. If you have a problem with your wife, your neighbor should not know about it. If you have a problem with your wife or with your husband, your mother-in-law should, your mothers, they should not know, especially the mothers. Iyakum. Iyakum. Be aware of that. If the mothers, stay away from them. They should not know. I have a beautiful mother-in-law, by the way, so I'm not included. Are we taping this?
His wife is back there.
And his wife is back there. So whatever happens, should stay in the house. Should not go out of the house. And that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, if you have to make hijrah from your wife, let the hijrah be inside the house, not outside. And the adab, ya ikhwah, is even your children should not know. They should not know they have a problem, the mother have a problem with the father, or the father have a problem with the wife. They should not know. Why? Because they're learning by watching. You think they're not recording, or they not, will not remember, but they remember every little thing that you do. Argument in front of the children, worst thing that anyone can do to their children. When you come out of the room, even though you had tough time, rough time in the room, when you come out of the room, your children should see you as a beautiful father and a beautiful mother. You never ever mention anything bad about the mother or the father, because this is will stay with the children as long as they live. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, ولا تضرب الوجه. He said, if you hit your wife, if you have, if it's necessary, if you have to do that, then do not hit the face. Do not hit the face. Some of us, mashallah, when we go and deal with our wives, we think we're dealing with men. And because, or maybe we're weak in front of men, we show our muscles in front of our wives. And this is against the khuluq of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the Sahaba used to were beating their wives, he said, you cannot beat them. You cannot hit them at all. Then Umar ibn Khattab came to say, Ya Rasulullah, women now are attacking men. And now they're hitting their husband almost. فَأَذِنَ, and then he allowed them, the men to discipline their wives. Then the women of Medina came to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many women came. And each one of them complained that her husband hit her last night. Because the brothers, you know, they were not allowed to hit. Now they want to express their feelings. And they want to show, okay, now I can show you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, all of these people, laysu khiyarikum, they're not the best of you. They're not best of you. And that's why Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never had a slave or wife or woman, never had anyone except the jihad fi sabilillah. The only people that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hit them was the people of the kuffar. In Bukhari, Hadith al-Muzar'a, and I love this hadith because it really classifies men. In Bukhari, one of the women, you know, 11 women who came together to the house of Aisha, one of the women, she complained. And she said, زوجي لا أبث خبره إني أخاف ألا أذره إن أذكر أذكر عجره وبجره. he said, Zawji, I will not speak about him. Because indeed if I start talking about it, I will never finish with this adab and akhlaq. It will be endless talk. He said, أخاف إني أخاف ألا أذره إن أذكر أذكر عجره وبجره. She said, if I remember, only thing I remember is the evil things, the nasty attitude that he had. And a lot of us, ya ikhwa, are like this. We come to the masjid with a beautiful smile, with a soft handshake, with the little, you know, soft. And when we go home, we are mashallah. Oh, Mike Tyson. Here, and the other one complained, and she said, رحمه الله رضي الله عنها قالت زوجي إذا أكل التف. I like this one. She said, إذا أكل التف. He said, my husband, after the beginning, she said, زوجي كل داء له داء. The other one, كل داء له داء. شجك أو فلك أو جمع كل لك. And the other one says, زوجي إذا أكل التف وإذا شرب التف وإذا اضطجع التف لا يلج الكف ليعلم البث. Now, ترجموها يا إخوة. خلاص. Now translate this. She said, the first one said, my husband, كل داء, every problem that any man can have, my husband, mashallah, has it. Generous person. Talk about any deficiency, talk about any illness, talking about any attitude, negative attitude, he has it, mashallah. She said, when he comes to the house, شجك أو فلك. It will hit you something on the head, and it will open a wound, or it will break your bone. And the days that he's in a good mood, he will add the two together. أو جمع كل لك. The other one said, زوجي إذا أكل التف. This is the one that I like. If he eats, he eats everything on the table. And mashallah, ya ikhwah. You know, the early people used to say, نحن قوم لا نأكل حتى نجوع وإذا أكلنا لا نشبع. He said, we people, we don't eat until we feel the hunger. And if we eat, we don't eat to fill our stomach. But here she's saying, إذا أكل التف واللف أن يلتف على الطاولة. If he eats, he eats everything on the table. MashaAllah, beautiful appetite. وَإِذَا شَرَبَ اشْتَفْ. And he drinks to the last drop. He doesn't say anything for anyone. وَإِذَا طَجْعَ الْتَفْ. And when he sleeps after he eats and drinks, he faces the wall. MashaAllah, righteous husband. قَالَتْ لَا يَلِجُ الْكَفْ لِيَعْلَمَ الْبَثْ. He said, he doesn't ask about me. He doesn't, you know, stretch his hand to ask about my condition. All he cares about food and drink and sleep. And 90% of us are like this, ya ikhwan. 90% of us, illa qaleel, illa ma rahim rabbuk. We come home, where's the food? Boom, we eat. We drink everything. And then we say, where's the bed? And then this is the end of the day. But this is not the akhlaq of the righteous husband, rahimukumullah.